Track 10 in our final round of news stories. Bovey Trace's eighth war grave has been recognised by the Commonwealth Commission. This comes as the recently recognised Home Guard officer's headstone was re-erected by the Bovey Tracy Heritage Trust. Wallace John Taylor was buried in the town cemetery under a private headstone. However, upon the Commonwealth War Grave Commission contacting Bovey Tracy Town Council to confirm that Wallace Taylor was buried in the town, the grave has since been recognised as a war grave. As such, Bovey Tracy Heritage Trust applied to the Tracy Almshouse Trust for a grant to re-erect the headstone, and this was completed on Friday, October the 10th. Born in Biddeford on April the 4th, 1894, Wallace John Taylor enlisted early in the Great War and was probably 1878 Saddler Wallace John Taylor of the Royal Field Artillery, who went to France on the 31st of August 1915. After the war, he volunteered first as an air raid warden in 1939 and then, after its formation in 1940, for the Home Guard. On February the 21st, 1943, he suffered a fracture of the femur from a single round from a machine gun that was said to have gone off when placed on some drums of signal wire at Chudley Knighton Home Guard headquarters after use on a nearby range. He was taken to Bovey Tracy Cottage Hospital and operated on, but died of shock resulting from his injuries on the 22nd of February 1943, aged 48.
Steamy sessions for cold water swimmers. Wild swimmers in Tynmouth will be able to warm their cockles on hot coals this winter with the introduction of a sauna on the seafront. Run by a community interest company, the Devon Community Sauna opened this week and will be available on Wednesdays, Saturdays and Sundays. While weekend sessions cost £15, Wellbeing Wednesdays are pay what you feel, so the sauna can be accessible for everyone. Devon Community Sauna hopes this will enable those with less financial capacity to access the benefits of the sauna. These benefits include reduced stress and anxiety and improved health and sleep.
Health Charity's new accessible gym. Teignbridge Council Chairman and Dawlish Councillor Rosie Dawson has tried out new accessible exercise equipment at an Exminster-based health and wellbeing charity. Councillor Dawson was at the West Bank Community Health and Care to check out its new Gymclusive programme. The charity's new gym equipment offers a variety of ways for people with long-term health conditions, reduced mobility or disabilities to be able to exercise. The gym has recently undergone refurbishment and now includes brand new adaptive equipment. Councillor Dawson said, "It was a privilege to attend. It was wonderful to see the opportunities provided by such inclusive facilities." Launched this month, West Bank organisers believe it is a unique opportunity in the region, the only fully accessible gym open to all, with specific equipment for wheelchair users. Certified trainers have expertise in adaptive fitness, rehabilitation and working with disabled people. Gymclusive is the result of the Healthy Living Centre in Exminster being given a top-to-toe makeover with the addition of even more specialist state-of-the-art equipment. The new gym was made possible through partnerships with a number of organisations, including the Exeter Chiefs Foundation, who funded Ski Erg, a new piece of adaptive apparatus. Amanda Combe, West Bank's Head of Volunteering and Health Contracts, explained, "Gymclusive offers an enhanced space to cater for wider population, especially those who may need additional support accessing exercise and gym equipment. We already had equipment that could be adapted to support gym users with restricted mobility, and now, as a result of the refurbishment and the addition of more functional training machines, we are able to offer something very special." Apprentice personal trainer Izzy Burley said, "It's very different atmosphere here to the usual commercial gym. Our USP here is helping people to recover. We run many different classes and sessions. like our exercise referral program, which aims to help those with conditions to maintain and improve their ability to function. It is really rewarding to see how much people improve, which is why the recent revamp of our gym is such a privilege, as we can provide these classes and sessions in an environment that's accessible for everyone.
All aboard the SDMRS Express. The trains now departing Abbots Kerswell Central are all courtesy of the South Devon Model Railway Society. The Society held its ever-popular annual open day in the historic setting of Abbots Kerswell's Church House last Saturday. Visitors were able to enjoy a selection of miniature mainline masterpieces, with the Society's four large 00 and single-O gauge layouts up and running throughout the day. Steam and diesel locomotives from all eras powered and rumbled their way through hill and dale, delighting train lovers of all ages. In addition, visitors were suitably chuffed at three guest layouts, which were visiting for the day with a trip round the railway world, courtesy of a West German depot depicting the mid-1980s, and a layout featuring the railroad through the dusty deserts of America's west coast. As always, the proceeds from the open day went to the Church House trustees who look after the building.
And in Tynmouth, in the Tynmouth Post and Gazette copy of 50 years ago, it shows that rising energy costs were then a headache for hotels. And it says that accountants advised Tynmouth Hotels and Caterers Association to raise their tariffs by at least 25%. We had a blow with the rates this year, 100% increase. Electricity costs more, and the gas board have applied for another increase again. Food is going up. The wage increase so far has been 30%. They've not finished yet. They will start again in January. Mr. Tate said, on checking my costs, I was staggered to find that the percentage rise in food was not as great as gas, electricity and rates. They are grabbing far more of my costs budget than food.
Link Road in final stages of construction. The new $6.2 million Dawlish Link Road should be open soon, according to Teignmouth Council. The authority says the road and bridge over Shutterton Brook is approaching the final stages of construction. A spokesman said, when complete, construction traffic to the 860-home development near Segmaton Lane will head out of Dawlish northwards towards Exeter, rather than along Elmgrove Road and past two schools. The road will also provide a bus route, cycling lanes and footpaths, boosting more sustainable transport options. Work started in 2023, 7 years after it was planned. Residents called it the Missing Link Road after hundreds of homes were built before any work on the relief road was started.